Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to go
on the Fan,
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on, Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francesa
on the Fan, Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM, WFAN.
All right, on this Friday evening, we come to you, brought to you by Casamigos Tequila, as always, brought to you by those who drink it on this Friday evening. We're here until 7, and then they have a draft coverage show tonight. I think it's Tiki and Tierney tonight who have the show after I finish up at 7 o'clock. Rounds 2 and 3 tonight, and then 4 through 7 tomorrow at noon. They had record numbers last night. What'd you expect? If they didn't have record numbers last night, the NFL would need an investigation, okay? We haven't had a sporting event in 5 weeks, okay? People have been locked in their houses. They've had nothing to even deal with that has been real news in sports except some free agency in football. And now you had the draft, which I understand is not a playoff game, but still, it's an event, and you knew it would do, even under its rather odd circumstances of how they ran it. I thought they ran it very well. I thought they did a very good job. Like I said, early on, there were some things you didn't love, okay? You didn't need to have a whole long open with pictures and all the, you know, stuff that you knew you were going to get, which was done very well by Peyton Manning. You didn't need to come out of that one and then have the commission do another one on top of that. Then you didn't need Fauci, okay? You didn't need him there, too. All right, so, and you needed better than one pick in the first half hour. Other than that, I thought they did a very good job. There weren't a lot of glitches. They got year round. They got it done. So, for the most part, they did a good job. The draft went really without a hitch. It went without a lot of drama. You didn't have any trades in the top of the draft. There was no drama with Tua. All the stuff about Tua being off boards wasn't true. All the stuff about Dolphins giving up on Tua wasn't true. That was all smokescreen so that they could get him at 5 without having to trade up to 3. See, what the Dolphins wanted to do was get him at 5 and not have to trade up to 3. So they got their guy, and they didn't have to trade up to 3. So they got what they wanted to do. So from that side, from that standpoint, everything went very well. Giants and Jets both get offensive tackles. Nothing to knock there. We could sit here and debate the players. First of all 4 players were all rated highly. All 4 players were all taken inside 13 picks. All 4 tackles should all be starters right away. If your guy's not a starter, he didn't do the job. If he's not in the Pro Bowl in 3 years, he didn't do the job. When you're taking guys at tackle this time around, at this day and age, that high in the draft, forget taking him at 4. I don't care if you're taking him at 13. Hey, they traded up, Tampa did, to get Wirfs, that he was still on the board. They said they were shocked. I'm sure they were. Okay, a lot of people had him as the number one tackle, but he was the 4th of the 4. He's on the board. They trade up a slot to get him to protect Tom Brady. They expect him to play from day one. They said it last night. And he's the 4th of the 4 tackles. The Giants are picking 4th. They expect their guy to start day one. Jets expect their mountain of a man to start day one, who they take at 11. Giants are on the board tonight with the fourth pick in the second round. Jets are on the board tonight with the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13th pick on number 48 on the board tonight. They got number 48. So 15th pick in the second round. They got so both players, the Jets, need help at wide receiver. They need help at corner. They really need help at wide receiver. Giants can be a little more flexible with what they could take. I think they need defensive help. They got an offensive tackle on the first round. So that's where you would expect them to look. I wouldn't be surprised if the Giants go and take the safety. I wouldn't be surprised if the Jets take a wide receiver. I think a deep back could also be in the offing there, depending on who's on the board. And we'll see what happens there. You got a couple of nice running backs there. Now, running backs rarely go in the first round anymore. You had one go. Andy took one on the end on the 32nd pick to fit into his offense last night. And he left Swift and he left Dobbins, who I love Dobbins as a player. I think he should have been a first-round pick. I think he's a wonderful back. I also like Cole. I like Cole Kmet. I like him, too, as a tight end, a pass-catching tight end. He could go probably late second, early third, probably late second, something like that. Like him as a player, too. There's some wide receivers on there. Quarterbacks, we'll see. You know, you never know what's going to happen in the second, third round with quarterbacks. You had four go off the board last night, including the controversial one with the Packers trading up and taking Love at the 26th pick, which I'm sure didn't make Aaron Rodgers very happy. Because it's a different world now. When you take a quarterback on the first round, his clock is ticking now on that first contract. And it also means that you are now looking, no matter how established or how good or how talented your quarterback is, his mortality rate, his time with the team is now ticking. It changes everything. And also, when you use your premium pick and don't get a player that is of immediate use to a quarterback who's looking for immediate help, and you get a player who plays his position, he doesn't like it. Because the only thing that Aaron Rodgers wants to do is win another Super Bowl. He's done everything else. He's made his money. He's got his records. He's going to the Hall of Fame. He wants that second Super Bowl. That's what he wants. Same thing Drew Brees wants. Drew Brees is going to the Hall of Fame. We all know that. Got plenty of records. He's got his money. Wants another Super Bowl. That's it. Done. Been there, done that. That's what they're there for, and that's what they want. But they're always at this stage wary of threats. Even Tom Brady, the legendary Tom Brady, was leery of a threat 2 years ago, 3 years ago, whatever it was, from Garoppolo now. He sent Garoppolo packing, which turned out to be good for the Niners and good for Garoppolo. Absolutely. Pats wanted Garoppolo to take less money and stay there. He said no, he wouldn't do it. Tom made sure he played his hand in that thing, and then off he went. It really was the first thing. That and the trouble with the trainer was the first thing that led to the breakup of the Pats. That really was the first, you know, thing, first firing of a salvo in that war was with the trainer, Tom's trainer, and whether he was going to interfere with regular players, and also how Garoppolo was going to be handled. Those were the things. So again, off a record-breaking evening, you have round two this evening coming up at 7 o'clock. Have all the coverage here on The Fan. We'll take you up to that. We have Pioli coming up, Kim Jones coming up. Plenty of good players still on the board. Plenty of work to be done. And remember, one round doesn't make a draft. You draft historically and statistically over 10 years. I know a coach who did a study on this, and the study proved that taking the top three picks out of it, the first one, two, and three in any given year. Taking one, two, and three out, just the first three picks. From the fourth pick in the draft through the third round, there was no difference in the number of Pro Bowl players picked, regardless of rounds. There were as many picked in the second and third round as there were in the first round, as long as you took the first three picks out of it. So think about that. Premium picks are one, two, and third round. You can get as many stars on the second and third round. And once in a while, you can get one later down after that. We know that. It's happened plenty of times. But you can get a Pro Bowl player as easily on the second and third round as you can on the first round. So what you do on these second and third rounds is imperative. After that, hey, it's a little bit of a crapshoot. You'd like to get a guy who's a stayer. You'd like to get a guy who's a contributor. But when you're thinking about getting players who are foundation players or starters, you know you have to use anybody worth a damn who plays the personnel game knows that what they do in the second and third round. And that's why teams that are smart, read that Patriots, know the more picks they have in the first three rounds, the better chance they have to come up with contributing players or starters, which is why they've always lumped together. And the other reason is, if you have picks lower, they always liked having picks between 30 and 60 because that's where need, value, and the economics all meet in the best consideration. You overpay on your first round players. They're slotted. You overpay. When you get them in the 32 to 45 range especially, watch those players, those really from like 29 to like 45 in there. You don't have to pay them as much, and they often are very, very critical players.